by the time I met him or got to know him at all, I mean, he was just a magnificently huge rock star and was obviously, dealing with that however he was, and look what became of him, So he seemed like a bit of a troubled person, but the way, I interacted with him at first, like when we first met him, he was just really, really gracious. He just really dug to meet puppets, And that's it's sweet, It's sweet when somebody comes up and is that, that effusive about their appreciation for your work, right? So it was just like, well, that's cool, So, I mean, that's a good icebreaker for me, And it's just like, oh, well, it's good. So we hung out a bit, and then the way that unplugged thing happened was we're hanging around one night, and there was a couple other cool kind of like famous-y kind of people there, and we're talking about this and that, and then Cobain starts talking about cover songs, and it's just like, Meat Puppets covered all sorts of stuff, and we've covered whole artists, the George Jones era, the Elvis Presley era, And then he's saying he would like to do some of our stuff on their upcoming unplugged session. And I'm like, well, that'd be neat, I guess. Sure, whatever. It's your unplugged session. You can do whatever the hell you want. And then we started talking about it. And it's like, well, there's the guitar. We'll show you the little guitar parts and this and that. And then he's just like, I'm going to have you guys. I want you guys to go on there with me. It's just that neat kind of a thing. Just strangely, But, unfortunately, the guy, chose to end his life, and that was one of the last things he did, and now it's become, iconic, I mean, at the time, it was just bitching. It was like, oh, neat, sure, And it was, interesting to suddenly, be inside the hallowed walls of, big music, It's like, ooh, he actually had to make those people take us on there. they didn't want MTV didn't want him to do it. They're like, "Who? Oh, not those guys! Oh my lord!"